Welcome into the Jaguars Broadcast Week in Review podcast presented by TIAA Bank. JP Shadrick with you, and today is Friday, June 4th. We have the best of the week from Jaguars Broadcasting, recapping an important week for the Jaguars organization, both on the field with organized team activities and for the future of downtown Jacksonville with development plans around the stadium. Coming up, highlights from the first downtown Jacksonville announcement, including owner Shad Khan's vision, team president Mark Lamping's synopsis, and head coach Urban Meyer's passion for having the best for the players and organization. Remember to subscribe to the Jaguars Official Podcast Network, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you download your pods. Give us a comment and a five-star rating. Thursday morning at TIAA Bank Field in a packed room inside the East Club, Jaguars owner Shad Khan shared his vision for the future of downtown Jacksonville, including the development of the Shipyards property, a Four Seasons hotel and an updated marina, a six-story office building, an orthopedic center anchored by Baptist Health, and the future renovation of TIAA Bank Field and the building of a football performance center. For Khan, this has been an off-season of growth for the Jaguars, and now's the time to carry it forward.
I'm proud of the work being put in by Urban, Trent, our players, and I'm really, really happy for the fans. I'm thankful to each and every one of our fans for sticking with us, especially through the difficult season, and I'm confident of the rewards ahead. And I'm thrilled for our city and the community. Put the Jaguars aside for the moment and consider. We have serious momentum here in Jacksonville and in particularly downtown. The Doro Apartments, Dun & Bradstreet, the new FIS headquarters, and the rehab of historical buildings throughout downtown is truly inspiring. There's much more, and when you add the promising future of the Jaguars to all that's happening, it certainly makes me happy and makes me really proud. But one thing about momentum, though, is you can't bank it, and you can lose it. And we don't want to do either. We have the momentum, and we're going to build upon it.
Jaguars President Mark Lamping went step by step through the plans.
So in terms of a summary of what we've talked about so far, the Shipyards Phase 1 is $321 million. The Football Performance Center is $121 million. We're talking about $441 million in development. As I mentioned, we've laid out the parameters of the financial bid and ask on the Football Performance Center. We have not done that on Shipyards because we're in the midst of discussions with DIA. And in fact, I think the first time that a term sheet was actually offered to DIA was the middle of this month. So anything that's being reported that predates what happened on before May 16th of 2021 is old news, and I wouldn't spend too much time focusing on it. The good news about the project at this point, you know, we're looking at an immediate impact, construction jobs, 7,500, permanent jobs created in excess of 1,500 jobs. We're targeting to have the Football Performance Center complete in advance of the 2023 season, so the summer of 2023. And the Four Seasons would hopefully open its door during the first or second quarter of 2025.
Head coach Urban Meyer spoke near the end of the event, giving his perspective on the city and why the players and organization should have the best of the best.
The training center was something that I believe a professional athlete should not have to go to Phoenix, Arizona, Dallas, Texas, and train and pay a significant amount of money to, in my opinion, at times get subpar training. I believe if we create the best environment in the National Football League, which is our intent, my vision, our dream is to have our players live and be part of this community, to train here, be part of Jacksonville. Are you kidding me? This is as beautiful a place as there is in America. Fifth Beach, in case you don't know that, there's great beaches 15 minutes from here. And I think there's no state tax, if I remember right. There's a lot of great advantages to living here. And then if we give them the best facility and best training, I see this as a destination place for football players. So I appreciate Shad, and I'll just tell you that when I first had the conversation with our owner, there's a lot of reasons why I made a decision to come back and back into coaching, and number one was our owner, without question. Without Shad Khan and the vision that he shares with myself and the city of Jacksonville and the purest intent to make this a destination place, we share that. But also an opportunity to go win and be a, you know, make a change in this great city. How do you make a great change? There's many, many ways. Our way is to put a football team we all can be proud of. We can all cheer and celebrate a great victory together as a city. And that's our goal, that's our intent. So thanks for having me today. We got to get to work. I got practice here in a little bit. And I think it's media day today, is it? Oh, great. So I get to see you guys out there.
The Football Performance Center will provide 125,000 square feet of space with locker rooms, meeting rooms, training and recovery areas, a weight room, dining and offices, and a draft room, and much more, of course. A full-sized indoor practice field is included, and two full-sized grass fields outside. It will be built just outside the footprint of the current practice fields outside Gate 2. In addition, the team launched First Downtown Jacksonville, an initiative that shows the Jaguars' commitment to downtown development, establishes a destination for the latest information about the plans, and offers opportunities to get involved. For more, visit firstdowntownjacks.com. That's the number one, STDowntownJacks.com. Speaking of downtown, Daly's Place is downtown, and the schedule is heating up. AEW Friday Night Dynamite this Friday. That's tonight, in fact. Tedeschi Trucks Fireside Live, pieces of Tedeschi Trucks Band Friday, June 11th and Saturday, June 12th. Brad Paisley coming up in July, Blackberry Smoke in August, and more shows being announced, really, it feels like, by the day. Tickets available at dailysplace.com. When we return, All Football, a recap of the second week of organized team activities. All that after this.
Jags fans, fill your wallet with one debit card that screams Duval exclusively from TIAA Bank. The Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features so you can pay with pride wherever you go. And it's yours free when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Up your financial game today. Visit a financial center near you or find us at TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back to the Jaguars Broadcast Week in Review podcast presented by TIAA Bank. Single game tickets for the 2021 season are on sale now, and for any ticket questions, visit jaguars.com or call 904-633-2000. And as always, thanks for checking out the Jaguars official podcast network. It is a free subscription on Apple iTunes or Spotify. This podcast every Friday, Jaguars Reporters on Mondays, the Huddle Up Pod with Bucky Brooks on Wednesday, and the Ozone Podcast Weekly. Give us that 5-star rating. It's week two of organized team activities, but on the Huddle Up Podcast Wednesday, Bucky Brooks, John Osier, and I discussed the reaction and overreaction to the previous week's struggles in the red zone for the offense.
The chemistry that you allude to when you talk about Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison and those guys, Thorne and Faden, that is the chemistry and the rapport that Trevor Lawrence will have to develop with his receivers on the outside, Marvin Jones, DJ Chark, Laviska Shenault. Those guys have to be in sync from the jump. And so it just takes reps, and we can't rush the process when it comes to those guys being on the same page, but it's something that we have to keep an eye on.
I've got an easy answer for all this, by the way. Just score from the 21-yard line and out every time. Don't even worry about getting in the red zone.
Yeah, just take your shot. Take your shot. High red zone. Take your shot. Put it in the end zone.
That's right. Throw it in the end zone and then you score from 70 yards. Okay, explosive plays. They didn't have enough of those. Well, explode into the end zone from 70. How about that? And don't even worry about the red zone.
This is an area, too, just to give, you know, it won't solve anything because fans will still be upset when it doesn't work in the red zone. This is an area that often you'll be really good 1 week and then it'll sort of have hiccups and then you'll be good for a couple of weeks. You don't automatically get it fixed right away. Because what's working against one defense in the red zone, it's going to get studied. It's going to be a curve that sort of has some hiccups and downside. It's not a straight upward curve because it's hard because 11 people in a 30-yard space is more than 11 people in an 80-yard space. It's just harder because there's not as many gaps in the defense. It's basic math or geometry or calculus or something.
So one of those.
It's something basic. Because I guess calculus isn't so basic. So
hey, whatever it is, man. Like that good old gator education or whatever that is. Like, yeah, whatever kind of math that you had to take early on in college. Yeah, we'll call it that.
John, did you just do the gator chomp? Was that what that was?
I did. You're damn right I did.
Oh my gosh, gator chomp. Man.
Wow.
My man, JR.
I didn't get turned down by Chapel Hill because I didn't apply. But I would have.
The Huddle Up podcast runs Wednesday mornings on the Jaguars official podcast network. Now to Thursday's OTA practice open to the media and reaction to how it looked from Jeff Loggeman on Jaguars Happy Hour Radio Thursday afternoon.
You know, Logs, you were out there today. Trevor Lawrence, last Thursday, let's say, had some red zone struggles.
Mm-hmm.
How did he look to you today overall, and what were they working on?
I thought he looked good. I thought he had some throws that that were really nice, and he had some throws that you sit there and go, you know, he's still learning. And that's probably what we're going to see for a while. But the one thing is that I will say is that when he knows as far as in his mind where the ball needs to go and his feet are clean, it's effortless. I mean, the ball is right where it needs to be, and it's just effortless. But he's not going to get to that point often in the process of being a rookie. It just doesn't happen. It just takes time. It takes time to be able to learn and to gain the confidence and the knowledge of how your body should be and the anticipation of everything that you're going to be reading. So that is a process, and a lot of people don't like that term, but that's just a fact, and that's just the way it is. So, but I will say this, and I had a conversation with somebody out there today that doesn't work in football, but they work for the team in another capacity. And I was saying, I said, the amazing thing about Trevor Lawrence is that this guy is so far advanced and so well prepared for what he's getting ready to undertake that you couldn't ask for anything better. And it's obviously going to have some really exciting moments, I think, in the future. But it's just going to take time. But I thought it was an excellent practice. I mean, excellent really? Practice because it was spirited and that guys were into it. And then when guys are into it, there's a competitive nature and it's a friendly competition. It's not a salty, you know, rub salt in the wound kind of competition to where guys are cussing at each other or anything like that. I mean,
that's like how it happens in this studio sometimes. We go a little too far from time to time.
Really friendly offense versus defense banter, arguments about was it a catch or wasn't it a catch, were his feet in bounds, were it not in bounds. I mean, that's where you want to get at, where guys are competitive but they're taking care of each other.
Jaguars Happy Hour Radio airs Thursdays at 4 on 1010XL AM Radio in Jacksonville or the Jaguars social media accounts. Head coach Urban Meyer met the media Thursday afternoon after that sixth OTA practice and discussed the quarterback, of course, how the defense is coming together, and adjustments for wide receiver DJ Chark.
Can you just talk about the progress of the offense and just how Trevor looked to you today?
I thought he looked great. He had a really good day today. He's just making steady progress. I want to say I can't give you a percentage of the installation, but we've been at it now for 3 weeks. And one of the advantages that we've had with Trevor, we kind of made a decision, I can't remember exactly when, that we started working with him, you know, a good month before practices started. So he's been great. His retention has been great. Execution has improved. I just like, in Sitawa, I speak on behalf of Schottenheimer and Bevel, his seriousness and his approach to this has been fantastic.
What have you seen from the defense, you know, as far as just what has stood out to you over the 2 weeks of these practices that you feel impressed or something that needs to get worked on? I mean, what's your just your opinion about how they've progressed so far?
Yeah, it's hard to give you a full evaluation. Obviously, that'll come after we do a lot more against each other. We only had 3 days against each other. I see a rebuilt secondary, even though CJ isn't full speed yet. He's getting close, but we have Ray Jenkins and Shaq added to the guys that are already there. So I'm anticipating our secondary to be one of the strengths of our team. We worked in free agency to help it. We worked in the draft to help it, and I feel we have some good core players there. So that's where you start. We also brought in Damian Wilson for maturity and experience to go with Miles Jack and Joe, And then we have some good young players behind him. So I feel really good about our personnel on defense, scheme. They're still learning it. And we haven't been, you know, we're in the shorts and just only gone and got, you know, in phase, it's phase three. You know, the players associate, we're not supposed to do a lot against each other. There's no win or loser, so it's hard to give you a true eval. But I like where we're at.
Hey, Urban, what have you seen out of DJ Chark as he tries to bounce back from a season that, you know, he probably wasn't full strength?
Yeah, he didn't play well last year, and obviously his first year he was very good. I just didn't like his size, his strength. I just thought it was way below average, way below what we expect from our receivers, and he was told that. And the best thing I love about DJ is he addressed it and hit it very hard. Gained 7 pounds of muscle. He's playing a much more physical game. He's a big guy that played little last year, and that can't happen. You know, guys like Mike Thomas and Lewis Murphy are those big, strong, fast receivers, and he's got to play big and strong. And he can now because he is big and strong. So I just had, ironically, a good meeting with him as we walked off the field. We can't lose that strength and power gains that he made in the offseason. And he's committed to do it this summer.
Just after Meyer spoke, Chark was asked about how he took that conversation with the head coach.
You know, I like it. I love the challenge. I also, you know, told Coach that I'm like that, you know, when I go out there, I ball. So I love talking to Coach Meyer. He's a competitor. He's going to push me, but he also know that I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to step up. I'm going to make plays. If, you know, he gave me good advice, tell him to go get in the weight room. I get in the weight room. I put the weight on. But, you know, I know, you know, hey, I'm once again, I'm like that. So, but, you know, I love when he pushed me to be better than what I am.
The full press conferences, including running back James Robinson and defensive lineman Roy Robertson-Harris, available on Jaguars.com. Let's wrap this week with the sweet sounds of Jaguars defensive coordinator Joe Cullen, mic'd up at an earlier OTA practice.
Nothing works unless you got get off. Without it, nothing works. Nothing f***ing works without ball get off. It's the way to get off. Jihad Ward. Who's got it better than you right now, huh? Huh? Huh?
I got the wagon.
You got the wagon. You got the wagon.
Give me some juice, JB.
Hey, you know what that means, Ham?
Give me some juice.
If I say you got the wagon, you got the whole f***ing group on your back. You understand? Come on, Randall, punch it out. You won't hurt, Coach. There you go, Joe. Rip it out. Good work. Ball is ours. The ball is ours! Lead the NFL in effort, then you get the ball back. Lead the NFL in effort, then you get the ball back, Joe. You gotta push through now. This is nothing. This is nothing. I hope it's 105. 105 the first time someone steps in here. You understand?
Could listen to that all day long. The full mic'd up piece available now on Jaguars.com. More inside, exclusive access coming up on the team website in the coming weeks. Thanks again for subscribing to the Jaguars Official Podcast Network on Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a comment and a 5-star rating. And have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. I'm JP Shadrick, and we'll catch you next week on the Jaguars Broadcast Week in Review Podcast presented by TIAA Bank.